For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A chef busy in a kitchen is not always in a restaurant. And since COVID has shut or slowed many restaurants, some chefs in Charleston, among other places, have found work doing private cooking for small groups or families right in their homes. Lowcountry chef Emily Lane has cooked for families for several years, but she said the coronavirus changed the way she works.
When we had some shortages at the grocery store and things like that, that was very challenging, trying to figure out what I was going to make each week. For a couple weeks there, it was, I'm going to have to see what I can find on Tuesday, and I will let you know. But other than needing to wear the mask in the grocery store and then keeping distance in homes while I'm cooking, that has been the two biggest changes, just making sure I'm safe and the clients are safe.
Safety is foremost on the mind of Ty Kotz, who lost his best friend to COVID. After planning a meal with his clients and purchasing the ingredients from local farmers and fishermen, he takes pains to ensure a germ-free but fun environment.
So the first thing I do before I even unload anything is to get into that kitchen, completely sanitize it myself, regardless of how clean it is. I wear a mask the entire time. If I do need to taste something, you know, I sort of take the mask off the corner of my mouth and use a disposable tasting spoon. And then throughout the evening, I'm just very, very conscious of everything I touch, which takes extra thought.
The fun begins when Kotz gathers the group in the kitchen and puts on a show similar to what Japanese steakhouses do.
That's exactly what I do. Unfortunately, during this time of COVID, we need to be a little bit more spaced out, but you could still get pretty close to the action. I'm literally cooking everything right there in front of you. And that's part of the show. You know, it's a lot of fun for people to really see what goes on. And a lot of the fun, too, is like, geez, how does one guy do this for 10 people?
The chefs depend on social media and word of mouth to get customers. Lauren Fury enjoys forming relationships with her clients and even picks up cooking tips and traditions from their families.
For example, the other night I made some stuffed zucchini bits. And the woman I was cooking for said that her mom used to make them, and she shared some of her tips. And those are all stories that can be carried along from cooking party to cooking party. And at the end of the day, it makes it so the experience never really ends. The experience is something that they'll remember past the meal itself.
One thing, other than the mask and sanitizing aspect, that Fury said she's learned during the COVID era is to be adaptable when work comes unexpectedly.
I've had one client who's extremely busy. Sometimes he would call me spontaneously the day of and be like, my friend just caught fish off the coast today. Are you around to come cook it? So people are kind of flying by the seat of their pants, and I'm expecting that, and I will roll with that.
Like the other chefs, Kotz prefers cooking for small groups in homes as opposed to a restaurant.
I get to do it right there, and people get to enjoy it. You know, they get to see everybody action. I get to share with people what I truly love. It's different than a restaurant in the sense that the dining room's in another place, and you very rarely have that interaction with the guests. You might go say hi to a table, or they might come in the kitchen to say hi, but that's not the same as literally standing there cooking for them the whole evening.
According to Lane, some of the techniques she's developed during the COVID months will be carried on after the virus has subsided.
I don't think we can ever stop or go back to when we didn't think about the fact that a virus could be living on a surface. So I think a lot of the cleaning is going to stick around, the extra cleaning.
All three chefs said their work is very rewarding and that cooking in the COVID age has given them a greater awareness of providing for both the enjoyment and the safety of others. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.